in our sugya, who is we will introduce slowly. And first of all, I'm not going to continue with the. Do we need the microphone today? Everybody's able to squeeze it, then we don't need a microphone. So if you notice, I'll just leave it on you. So if somebody comes, then we can turn it. We can turn it on. So. I just want El Palmin, if they'd like to look into it more. The guys were fantastic after the year. Both Freddie answered Shadisari Israel to his tzad to defend the Psak of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Psak of Shulchan Aruch. And Aaron proved why the Shadisari didn't think my raya from the Rajva was the correct raya. So both of those points were well contended after shir. The simon that the Talmidim are learning well. It's really, really very good. I hope more Talmidim stay after Pesach. So we'll have the same Ruach HaTorah after Pesach as we do now. Okay. Let me see how many twice. Okay. All right. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up with Tosas. Tosas asks, Tosas explains the Gemara's kasha, so let's remind yourself. Let's summarize again. The Torah Dosha says, Eretz Chito Sa'ora, and Amoraim had a tradition, we're going to see if it's a tradition amongst the Tanoim, all the Tanoim as well, it's part of the Mikdei Shir, but there's a tradition amongst Amoraim that means that there is a certain kedim of the brachos, a certain order you're supposed to make brachos. There's machlokis between Ula and another Amora, mystery Amora, either Rabbi Yitzchak Naftha or Rabbi Ami, whether that's talking about that there's an idea of kedima even when there are two different brachos or when the brachos are the same. That Ula said that the halacha is that the machlokis between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan don't care about the Shiva Saminim, and only Rabbi Yehuda seems to care in the Mishnah Shiva Saminim, that's only when the brachos are the same. But if the brachos are different, then Ula says there's no problem. Sunday Shir was to try to be masbir why there would be a difference between Berchosei and Shavin or not. So the Gemara then therefore comes out, the Gemara says, that if the brachos are not the same, for example, Adoma Na'etz, so then in such a case, even then we say, Divrei HaKol Mavarech Alzeh, V'chozeh Mavarech Alzeh. Why am I saying this over, even if everybody knows this? Because Rabbi Yosef, if you don't say over the beginning, then before long it's just this Tosas in the air. It starts from a Pasuk, and then a Mishnah, and then Amorayim, and then a Tosas, and then it's Sarachiyun on the Tosas, and so on. But if you don't have the Pasuk clear, with the Mishnah clear and so on, so then everything is just going to be like floating around in the air. And that's, if you speak to Gedolei Torah, they have it clear from the Pasuk until the Halacha L'maisa. Okay, so always start, when you start off at 9:30 in the morning, not 9:31, 9:30 in the morning, so then what you said, you remind yourself of Chavis, so what are we discussing? You don't even have to start with Ula's words first. First say, what are we discussing? What's our topic? And the Mishnah said this, and the Amoraim said this, and then the Tosas said this. Don't start with Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha in the morning. Start with the Pasuk. It's not yeshivish, but it's the best way to learn. Okay? Alright, so because a lot of times, guys, all they have is Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha. All they have is Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha. But the structure of the whole sugya, that sometimes they don't have. That's not to say chasavlila that there aren't yeshivish people that do it, but I've had that for sure there are. But it's extremely, extremely important it's much cooler to discuss Rabbi Akiva Eger than it is to start from the pasuk. It's much cooler, but cool isn't necessarily right. So let's take a look at now the Gemara's kashas. The Gemara asks, how can you say Chozer Mevarech Alzeh? But didn't we learn that when it comes to Tznon and Zayis, the halacha is that you Mevarech Al Tznon who Poter as Zayis. So what exactly is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is assuming in the kasha that you don't make two brachos. Now Tosa says, wow, let's take this idea of the Gemara and apply it in a few practical cases. Zokhtei the good cases. Uparech. And we're asking, Alma de Varech Baruch Pi Adama, Afil Lifter Baruch Pi Eitz. That you make a Baruch Pi Adama to exempt the Eitz. Afil Lagab Zayis, even in regards to Zayis, Shuhu Mishiva Sam Minim. That is one of the seven Minim. So So we see that you make Gabare Priya Dhamma to exempt the Bore Priya Eitz, even if there is a Zayas. As we see that the bracha goes on in Snon, and that your Yotze, you're going to be Yotze the Zayas. The Kol Shekain, sir, it says, sir, tells us, and certainly Klayos, when it comes to wheat, you have this roasted wheat, Shein Kamoke Meshivas Aminim, it comes from Chita, the Mavarech Alena Adama, Liftar Satapuchin, you can make Adama to exempt the Tapuchin. Period. Let's stop there for a moment. Rabosai, the words of Tosis we just translated, anything not clear in Tosis' words? No, Tosis' words are clear. Yeah. There's nothing wrong if it's not clear. That means you're learning. What does Tosis mean when he says V'kol Shekain? What does Tosis mean? Why did Tosis add V'kol Shekain? Tosis should have said, that Tosis is repeating the same idea, that the bracha of Borei Priya Adama could be Motzi of Borei Priya Eitz. And that's logical, right? That we saw as a Mishnah. But why does Tosis say V'kol Shekain and certainly? These points in Pshat are extremely, extremely important. If you can't explain every word of Tosis, then you're not reading Tosis properly. Yes, Avram?
He's saying, when we know that Borei Priya Adama can be Moitzi Borei Priya Eitz.
Right.
If Borei Priya Adama can be Moitzi a Chashiva Borei Priya Eitz, because it's Meshivas Aminim, it's mentioned in the Pasuk, then Kol Shekain, a Chashiva Borei Priya Adama, because it's in the Gad to Meshivas Aminim, can be Moitzi a lesser Borei Priya Eitz.
I think you got the Kavana correct, but you might have mixed something up. What you meant to say, if you listen back, I don't think you said it entirely, that when it, that we're saying it's known, Stam that gets a Borei Priya Adama could be Motzi Shivas Haminim, could be Motzi Zayas. Certainly, if we're talking about a Klayos, which is a Borei Priya Adama, but other Shivas Haminim, certainly it'll be Motzi of Borei Priya Eitz, which is not one of the Shivas Haminim. That's the Kol Shekain. Once we learn that a Borei Priya Adama could be Motzi or Eitz of the Shivas Haminim, certainly if the Adama is of the Shivas Haminim, certainly it will be Motzi the Borei Priya Eitz. Correct? Good, Rabbosai? That's the pshat in Tosis' words. That's what Tosis said in the Kol Shekain. You're going to see in a moment that this hesber that we're giving in Tosis' words, in the Bineu Bey of Tosis' words, again, it's not a Shagas Aryeh, it's not dramatic, today's shir is not dramatic, but it's just as much Amelus B'Torah as learning a Shagas Aryeh. We're going to see that that might be critical in understanding the omek of what Tosis is saying. And therefore, Tosis concludes. Lachain, just one second, I'll take your question in a second. Lachain, for this reason, Sarach Lahanik Hachi Kedipirashis Le'il. Now, I have to tell you, I'm not a big Girsa guy in general. It's not my my Kiyum in Amelus, although it's a definitely important work, but I leave it for others to do. So I take the Gruffer granted over here that you see there's a long arichus in the Masoros Hashas. Don't say Hagos Tziyunim. Say in the Masoros Hashas. So you see that there the Masoros Hashas brings down that the Gra said that the Tosis ends over here. Hanikin the Pirash is Lil. Why the Gra said it, I would definitely let one of the Talmidim teach me why that's so. I'm definitely open to that, not during Shir time. We're going to stop the Tosis over here. The Tosis is saying, therefore, that the bracha is, if you have O Adama and O Eitz, you should make the Adama on the Kloyos. And just like we learned that if you make O Adama, you won't see the Eitz, so too over here, the same would apply. Now, once again, we see from this Tosis, we see like the opinion of the Psak, the Chura, correct me if I'm wrong, the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch. And that is that if you make a Borei Priya Adama, you could be Motzi a Borei Priya Eitz. Could be you need to have Kavana, but once you have in mind that Borei Priya Adama, you're talking about two different meanings. We see again, not like the Shagas Aryeh, that even though the Shagas Aryeh claimed it's a Das Yachid, now, whether Tosis is right is a different story. Whether we pass like this Tosis is a different story. But once again, it's not only a Rabbeinu Yonah. We see that if you have two Minim and you make a Borei Priya Adama, it would be Motzi a Ha'ei. So that's Lechura what Tosis is saying. Of course, there are going to be lots of problems with Tosis. But in terms of the words of Tosis, that's what it seems Tosis said. Yes, Benny.
So why in the culture you have to bring up that has to be so culture and Adam the which is pictures. I mean you say Stam Adam Pater and Adios.
So Tosis is saying
it's not even, nothing inside the culture no. Just Aminim, it's just Adam.
Oh, so maybe according to what we're gonna present in Shir now, able to explain Tosis. But all I'm going to say is Belosh and Ulai, because it's a little difficult. First I want to do the Marsha, and then maybe address what you asked. Yes, Noah? If you didn't follow up any asks, it's okay, because it's only going to become relevant later on. Yes?
So I know the Marsha asks on this Tosis.
So let me do the Marsha.
But how come the Tosis is not a steer from the Tosis beforehand, which says that we don't follow? The Tosis beforehand says, it's no potter as chaverosh, who bore tra eitz, I feel with the other. Yeah. And then we say Vayim Tomar, you want to make a comparison, so how can you say here, and I know it's a different part of the Gemara, but how can you say here that it is Pater, its friend, Adama, and then he brings the whole Kol Shekein.
Right, and where did you see upstairs not that way?
It says, Kishabira Bori Pre Adama Alasno, Lo Pater Es Chavero, Shifu Bori Pre Eitz, Afil B'yevet, Vayim Tomar Ha'amri La'el, and then he brings the whole Raya, and then we say, no, you can't say that way, because you can't compare Shehakon Adama to Adama and Eitz.
Right, so maybe Tosis is saying, well, at this juncture in the Gemara, the halacha is different. You're right, the Marsha doesn't ask exactly that question.
Because it just seems like Tosis is...
Right, although the Marsha will essentially...
I know the Marsha is asking on Tosis, but he doesn't ask... Right.
Okay, so let's do it, Kesedra Dvar. Let's first let Marsha talk before Noah and Chaim talk. Let's let him talk, and then we'll pick it up. You're not asking badly, but let's do Kesedra Dvar. Says the Marsha... Meisive, shu kimol kain mishivas min dvar kain bar b'adam, v'kach tzarech lahanikach. Divreyem eina muvanim. Says the Marsha, I don't understand the Tosis at all. Divadai hamakshe v'sal kedai tich l'mei merhachi. The makshe thought to say such a thing. In the kasha, the Gemara, we thought that a borei pri adama would be motzi or eggs. Divitrei minim nami afilu chakfila adam al tznonu potagam piris eggs. Afilu mishivas aminim, and that's talking about even when the tznon is not the shivas aminim, and the eggs is a zayis, which is on the shivas aminim. Avo mashe kasu, that I have no problem with. In terms of explaining a havamin of the Gemara, it's a legitimate havamin of the Gemara. Avo mashe kasu, v'kach tzarech lahani kachi, hu tamua. But the paskin based on this is difficult. By the way, you should have asked this when you read the Tosas. This is one of those, every once in a while the Marsha asks a very hard kasha we couldn't have asked on our own. Even when the Marsha's question is strong. But this is one of the kashas that, I'm going to put you on the spot. Anybody ask you this kasha or something along these lines when they read the Tosas? Then he asked it. Good. Huh. It's not a sale for saying after Pesach. Sale for Shana Gibel. Pesach is a davar pashut. That's a double question. Okay. Hutamua. But Benny didn't ask such a question after Pesach last year. Hutamua. Dolaman da Omar Bishabir Hosei and Shavos, because according to the Man da Omar, Bir Hosei and our Shavos, Dafka Pligi, that specifically in regards to this, they're arguing. Dolaman da Omar Bir Hosei and Shavos, Dafka Pligi, Svirale, Be'em Bir Hosei and Shavos, according to Ula, when the brachos are not the same, Divrei Akol, the Varech Alzeh. Everybody agrees you make two brachas. And even if you're going to say the other mandomer inside Benji, and according to the second day of the Gemara that says the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon are arguing, even where the brachas are not the same, Adam and Eitz, Ule. Now here is a question of girsa. If I'm even yavin, according to the Rush, you could be choker what girsa is. You have it spelled out in your. You have Rush a table, so you have it spelled out. It says Ul Rabbi Yehuda, or just says Ul Reishu. Ul Reishu. Presumably it's Rabbi Yehuda. If I'm even yavin, you could be choker what it is. Ul Rabbi Yehuda shivas minim kodem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you choose the seven minim first. Mi ulekule alma ein bar pri adam apoter perasi ilan. Everybody agrees that you make two brachos. So Tosas concluded, according to no man da amar in our sugya. That's the Marsha's kasha. Tosas says that bar pri adama could be motzi ha'etz. No one says such a thing. And the Marsha claims that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's true that you make the shivas aminim first, and you would make a bracha on the klayos first, But that would not be poter the whole AIDS. So where in the world did Tosis get this from? Now, what's the answer where Tosis got it from? Tosis didn't pick it out of thin air and say something totally wrong. Tosis is correct according to the Meisive. So Tosis is fine in observing in this stage of the Gemara. But La Halacha, it's very difficult. Before you learn Halacha, you got to have the Pshat and the Gemara clear. It's ask the Marasha. Tosis didn't have the Pshat and the Gemara clear. Gugule Alma, Ainbor Priyadama Pota, Parasilam. Gam Mashisimu Bidivrayim, Kya Gamakidi Pirashis Liyu. And he also says, I don't know what, that's question number one. The Psak doesn't fit. Number two is that, what does he mean like we learned earlier? And this is a really bomb kasha. In Ratzel Omer, she came Pasuk B'Sefer Halachos Gedolos. The only thing I could think of is that the Halachos Gedolos says that you make a Bore Priya Eitz first. Zeino, the Apostle of the Hefech said, the Halachos Gedolos posted Bore Priya Eitz, take them the Bore Priya Adama. All he says is that Bore Priya Eitz come before Adama. V'ula yesh chisar v'tolos b'divrei mitzarchim. Marsha asks very strong kashas on Tosis. So two kashas. Number one, what does he mean k'dipirashis le'il? And question number one is, there's no opinion in the Gemara except the Meisive that says that making a Bore Priya Adama will be motzi a Bore Priya Eitz. These are the Marsha's two questions. The truth is, Rabosai, these kashas are extremely, extremely strong. And maybe because the Gra already pointed out their problems in the Gersos and Tosis, maybe Marsha is right, that there's sometimes a mistake in the Gersos over here. But Maven Yavin, A.B. told me, he was Mechamin to Marsha's kasha, he told me that Rav Nevensal, today we were involved with so many beautiful topics, I forgot to ask our Rebbe about this. He reported that Rav Nevensal said that maybe Tosis is talking about only in cases where you have Iker V'Tafel. You're not talking about two minim. Like, what's that called? Apple crunch, or something like that. We have a mix of both Kloyos and apples. That's a way to answer Marsha's kasha. The question is whether Rebbe's pshat is mukruch in the Gemara. That's the difficulty. Whether it fits into the words of Tosis. Chaval, I forgot to sit with him for about 40 minutes today. We were talking about so many other things, I forgot to ask about those. So remind me tomorrow, maybe we'll go over. The Chura, it's not the Pashas of the Tosis. But the Pashas of Tosis is that we're talking about two, one being quote or the other. We're not talking about Yidur and Tafel. We're not talking about apple crunch. Okay. Marsha's Kashas are very, very, very strong. Marsha's Kashas are very strong. The truth is, in a way, I'm very scared to even try to attempt to answer the Marsha's kashas. The most important thing is for you to have noticed and understood the Marsha's kashas. This is a classic Marsha, because the Marsha is pointing out that you have to have pshat in the Gemara clear before you come to Halacha. A lot of people make a lot of mistakes in Halacha because they don't have the Gemara clear. You have to have the Gemara really, really clear before you come to a conclusion on Allah. It's not the style nowadays. The style nowadays is to write Kitzur Svarim, to summarize Allah. But a lot of times I find that the Kitzur Svarim really don't develop the sugya, don't develop the Havana in the sugya itself. So a lot of times people handle Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Chazonish, and this and that, but they miss the basics of the sugya. They really don't understand the omega of the sugya. So this is a classic. This is mamish a classic. This Marsha. If you want to give an example to somebody of what the Marsha, how the Marsha learns, this would be one of those moments. Like you have the Havdol Al Kafei Havdolos in the Hall of Fame. You have in Cooperstown. You'll have a 20-second clip to capture the person's career. So how would you capture Willie Mays' career in 20 seconds? Who knows? Oh, very good. Who hit it? Vic Wertz. In 1954, Vic Wertz hit a long fly ball in the polo grounds. I think it was the polo grounds, right?
No one remembers the throw.
No one remembers the throw, right? So Willie Mays made a basket catch with his back to home plate. So that captures Willie Mays in the outfield. It's one play that captures. So every once in a while, there's something you could point out learning that really captures it. So this Marasha really captures it. It's the reason why I'm wasting this time, Kaviyachol, because I want to drive home so that people remember what a classic Marasha is. So Rabosai, I'm ruining the shir by even trying to attempt to give a teretz. On the other hand, the Talmidim and the Rabbeim were all on the Marasha, so let's show the fruit of our amelus, even if we're going to get stuck in the end. Remember, I asked you what's pshat in Tosfos of the Kol Shekein. What does Tosfos mean when he says the Kol Shekein? What's he driving at the Kol Shekein? The Talmidim said, "Well, what the Kol Shekein means?" The Talmidim made a good landing on the Tosfos. So Rav Yaakov wanted to suggest that that's part of the teretz. You need to observe this V'kol Shekein, and then that will help us answer the kashas of Tosfos. At the end of the day, we're going to get stuck. But at least Rav Yaakov gives us a direction to start to work with. Rav Yaakov pointed out that there's something unique about Tosfos' minhag. Tosfos was not saying that a Borei Pri Adama will stam be motzi a Borei Pri Eitz. That the Gemara clearly doesn't have, according to Ula, nor according to Rabbi Ami or Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman. However, Tosfos is talking about a unique case. Tosfos is talking about where the Borei Pri Adama is of the Shivas HaMinim. If the Borei Pri Adama is of the Shivas HaMinim, Eina Chinami, if it's Birchosei and Shavos, it was Mamish Birchosei and Shavos, or it's Ein Birchosei and Shavos, then we're not going to find, Ein Birchosei and Shavos. If it's a regular case of Ein Birchosei and Shavos, so then we're not going to find that one bracha will be motzi the other. But what happens if it's not just Stam, Ein Birchosei and Shavos, but the Borei Pri Adama is of the Shivas Haminim? He wants to argue that in such a case, then there's no raya that the bracha won't, the Borei Pri Adama should not be motzi da eitz. When do we say that where it's birchos, ein birchosei and shavos, that l'kulei almatz, you're going to need to make two brachos, he claims? That's only when the bracha is not an entirely new metzius due to the Shivas Haminim. But if it's already on the Daraga of Shivas Haminim, that's when Tosfos says L'chein Tzarech Lahani.
It sounds like
that's when Tosfos says L'chein Tzarech Lahani. And when Tosfos is saying L'chein Tzarech Lahani, he's only going on the Kol Shekein. He's only going so far as the Kol Shekein. It's true that we reject the Havamina that a Borei Pri Adama could be Motzi, a Borei Pri Eitz. That's true. However, who says that we rejected the idea when it's also one of the Shivas HaMinim? The reason why I can't accept this out of Sof, Maven Yavin, is that the Pashtus of Rabbi Amir, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, as we're going to see, is they're even talking about where it's the Shivas HaMinim. They're the Pashtus talking about, Avol Kishayim Birchosein Shavos, Divrei HaKol Mevarech HaZeh V'Chosen Mevarech HaZeh, the Pashtus we're talking about even the Shivas HaMinim. It's a simple reading of the Gemara. But at least Rav Yaakov made a good laning on the Tosfos. Number one, he pointed out that it's a V'kol Shekein. And maybe Tosfos is psak when he says L'chein Tzarech Lahanik is only going to the Kol Shekein, and it's Meduyak in Tosfos. Because Tosfos was saying L'chein Tzarech Lahanik specifically in the case of the Kloyos. So that's number one, that he's doing well in Tosfos. And number two, he's noticing that there are really two parts over here. One is the discussion, the sugya of a Borei Pri Adama being motzi a Borei Pri Eitz, which we don't say that lechatchila you're supposed to do. And then there's a new chiddush of Tosfos where the Adama is of the Shivas HaMinim. Do I think it's mukhrach? No. But at least I want to present to you someone who thought things through and at least a possible working shot. I don't really want to add much, Rabosai, unless someone really wants to give me a good teretz to defend Rav Yaakov's kash teretz. If you're not defending Rav Yaakov's teretz, then and you're also disagreeing, so that's fine. I agree with you anyhow, as it is. So I don't need more kashas. But if you want to defend him from my kasha, So then I'll be willing to listen. Yes, Avram?
Well, I can't you say Rabbi Yaakov then is talking in the Manda Amma, not Ula, that says the Machlek is also the Sha'im Rechotayim Shabbos. And then we can say
when the Gemara says
the Gemara explains that
either way, even according to Matan Amar, who says ein birchas ein shavos, you still need to make two brachos. So you want to say
that's what you're talking about, snot. That you can use Rav Yaakov Teira.
Right, but my kasha to you on that is the following: the Gemara is talking about Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan were talking about when there's a min shiva. If Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan were talking about where there's a min shiva, so then you see your chozer mevarech al zeh even when you have a min shiva. Aaron, what do you want to say?
The way you can defend it is that later on in the Gemara when you end up talking about the shiva zeminim on Yisrael Hakim, Rebbe explained that right there you didn't have das. Implying that if you had das, it would be poter the other one within the shiva zeminim if it's early.
When did we say that?
I asked you.
You said that the Rajba says that if you have das, then ena chanami. The Rajba says that it would work, and if you don't have das, it won't work. Okay.
I'm referring to like when I asked on the shiva zeminim, how come the hot came? I sure said poter. Rebbe said that case where it says the hot came. When it says lahatim, it's because the shivas aminim should be poter each other. They're all eights, right?
No.
So therefore, if we did have das, it implies that everything within the shivas aminim would be poter the other one. So if it's earlier on in the pasuk, so maybe Tosus is going off of that, which is that there's a special dim.
I don't recall what you're saying. you're saying that there's something that comes out from the Gemara that says that if you have shivas aminim, that it would patter?
I'm basing it off the fact that when I asked Rebbe, why does it say lahatim in the pasuk with regards to the shiva zeminim, it should have said poter.
Right. Rebbe, you mean according to the mahalak that we said earlier, Lefi, the Rajba, and so on, but that was only within Ula.
No mahalak. No, just down.
All right, I'm not following you. I'm sorry, Aaron. I'll listen to you after. I'm not following. I'd rather keep things as straightforward as possible. Look, if you're right, I'll report again tomorrow that you're right again. But as of now, I'm not following what you're trying to bring out. Okay, Rabosai. Let's continue on. Now, what we're going to do right now is something that's not easy at all. And essentially, what we're going to do is make a lamda shalaining on the rush. Before we go to the rush, we're going to make a lamda shalaining on the Tosas. We're going to read Tosas well, and then we're going to see how the rush is going to employ Tosas' idea. I apologize, Aaron, this is the tradition I have my Rabbeim, that in Shir, if things get very complicated, that we run the possibility of even losing ourselves, let alone people who are not discussing with us. Okay. Let's take a look at the Hemshich of the Gemara. We had left off where the Gemara says, after the Mesive, the Gemara answers, Hachem Ha'asin Kishat Snon Iker. And the Gemara says, Yachim Ha'Seifa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Baruch HaZayisha HaZayisha Min Shiva. What about the Seifa that says that you make Baruch HaZayis? Last slide, the Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Kol Shavika Rima Tefillin Baruch HaZayisha HaZayisha HaZayisha. How are we going to explain Rabbi Yehuda that we say that you follow the Iker, Bechitei Machanan, the last lady, if you can say Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Iker with Tafel, but Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Machat Snom Bo Azayis Vachat Snom Bo Dres Azayis, he says that you follow the Iker even if it's the Hadamah, says the Gemara La'olam B'Tznon Iker Askina. Really, we have to say that Tznon is the Iker. Aye, then why does Rabbi Yehuda say you make the Bracha on the Min Shiva? Bechit Pligi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabban, Nosach Risi Pligi, they're arguing about something else. With the Surah Metzor Vahachi Kani, how do you find Tznon B'Zayis? Mevarech al tznon upoter sazayis. B'med var murim keshat tznon ikar. Avol einat tznon ikar dimrei akol mevarech al zeh v'chozim mevarech al zeh. So in general, that you have two brachos as we've been developing up until now. Ushmei minim ba'alma shebir chosei and shavos. But if you have two minim that have the same bracha, mevarech al ezer mehen sheyirtza. Chacham say that you could choose. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mevarech al zayis shazayis mimin shiva. So basically, the Gemara comes back to the exact same point. That if it's Birch HaSein Shavos, so then in such a case we have a Machlokas. Now, Pligi Ba Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafla, this, according to Ula, is not everybody's opinion. Chado Amar Machlokas Bishi Birch HaSein Shavos, Rabbi Yudhisar Min Shiva Rabban and Sabri Min Chavivadiv. אבל כי בשם יחסי אין שבוס, דבר כל מברך על זה וחוזר מברך על זה. That the halacha is that you choose the chaviv. That's how most Rishonim learned. V'char omar. Here I would encourage to put another underline. You underline ula, and then underline this. V'char omar af b'shem b'chasein shavos. And some say no, nami machlokis. Even when it's adam and it's also a machlokis. And there Rabbi Yehuda says the min shiva comes first, and the rabbanon say no. Explains the Gemara. Bishleim elamad nomer b'shem b'chasein shavus machlok v'shapir. Elamad nomer b'shem b'chasein shavus pligi v'may pligi. What are they arguing about? What's going to be that machlokis? At the end of the day, you're making two brachos. Everybody would agree you make two brachos. As we saw in the Marashah. Everybody holds you make two brachos, the same b'chasein shavus. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah lahakdim. Rabbi Yirmi answered, you're right. It has nothing to do with whether you make two brachos or not, but there's a machlokis, kishe'ein b'chosein shavos, which comes first. Dom Rabbi Yosef, yitem Rabbi Yitzchak, kol muktim b'pasuk zeh, muktim l'bracha. Shenemar eretz ki tesoro, gefen usein rimon eretz zeh shemen udvash. Period. Now, Rabbosai, before we read Tosas and we analyze a very nuanced discussion in the Rishonim, let's try, you'll be able to follow. When I say very nuanced, that doesn't mean everybody's capable of following. Rabbosai, what did Rabbi Yirmiyah just do? What did Rabbi Yirmiyah say when he said the pshat in the machlokis? He said that the issue is which one comes first. De Amar Rabbi Yosef. What's he doing when he says De Amar Rabbi Yosef? Can anybody tell me their own words in English? Simple pshat. How would you write the art scroll? How would you write the art scroll when he says, Lehaktim, Di'omer of Yosef? What's the pshat in the words of the Gemara? Yes, Noah?
I say it's connecting to Rabbi Yosef based on what Rabbi Yosef said, or those who say Rabbi Yitzchak. That Kol Mokim Pasuk Zeh, Mokim Rocha.
Based on what Rabbi Yosef had said, that's the crux of what they are arguing about. Right? Based on what Rabbi Yosef said, that's the Kedima. So, that's exactly how Rashi learns. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, let's see Rashi. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Oh, even before that. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah b'lahaktim pligi. V'lo garsina v'l b'shaber chasein shavos v'varach alecha b'shem miyirza. Dehashta be'enon shavos machmin Rabbi Yudah akhtabasan. We're not talking about where it's Berchoshe and Shavuos, but it's a Berchoshe and Shavuos. V'omar min shiva adif, kishabal liftar zo bezo lo koshikein. And certainly, when we're talking about the same bracha, then the halacha is that the min shiva is going to come first. De Amar Rav Yitzchak. So now this De Amar Rav Yitzchak in Rashi is because Rashi seemed to have not Rav Yosef, but he had Rav Yitzchak. Okay? The Amar of Yitzchak, right? Because our Gemara says, "Rav Damar of Yosef, he tamer of Yitzchak." Alma kaptina na hakdama. We see that we're makvin on hakdama. V'Rabbi Yehuda isleg the Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the Rabbi Yitzchak. Hilka koshikain, and therefore certainly hecha dechad lav mimin shiva. If mimin shiva, the halacha is that you go in the order of the pasuk. Now, what the order of the pasuk means, of course, you might know from your Bekiyas, a Memal from a Beis is going to be a little bit confusing. But we go in the order of the Pasuk, however you describe the order of the Pasuk. And that is, whatever comes first gets the first bracha. So if you have, let's go with the simple reading, not the Maskana Sagamar. Eretz Chita Saora, so if you have Chita that comes before Saora. So since Chita becomes before Saora, then Chita is number one and Saora is number two. Certainly, if you have Chita and Snon, so certainly there, the chita is going to come first. The Rabbanon less luder Rav Yitzchak. Rashi spells out, and the Rabbanon disagree with Rav Yitzchak. B'makom chaviv de chaviv adiv. Chaviv is going to win out, according to the Rabbanon, it's going to beat out even min shiva. So what's the machlokis here? I'm going slowly, but you'll see. You need to go slowly here to get the true Havana. The machlokis according to the second day of the Gemara, the Fi, Rashi, and Tosos, we're going to see Tosos as well, is going to flesh this out, is the following. The other opinion of the Gemara says that the Rabbanan hold that Chaviv always beats out Shiva. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Shiva is going to beat out Chaviv. That's going to be the Machlokas, even if it's Ein Berchosein Shavos. Like we were Masber on Sunday, this is the logical Havana of the Machlokas Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. In all cases, they disagree. Does Chaviv come first, or does Min Shiva come first? On Sunday, we struggle to be Masber Ula. Now Ula's in the rear view mirror, most of the time, and we're going to be Masber this other Shita that is being Cholek on this front. And that is always, whether you have Min Shiva, does Min Shiva come first, or does Chaviv come first? Now, Tosis points out that this pshat is going to be dependent on one letter. One letter that we have in the Gemara is going to change everything. Amar Rav Yirmiyah lehakdim d'Amar Rav Yosef. Pirish Rashi Vari. Lefigir sezu asya hod Amar Rav Yosef kol amuknam k'Rav Yehuda dafka. According to this approach, what will emerge is we have a machlokes tanoim within Rav Yosef or Rav Yitzchak. Again, I say or Rav Yitzchak because Rashi had the gears of Rav Yitzchak. Anytime you see Rav Yosef or Rav Yitzchak, it's going to mean the same thing. According to Rashi, the gears was Rav Yitzchak. According to Tosis, Rav Yosef. But according to both of them, what emerges is the Gemara says De Omar Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef said that there is kedima. What are we saying as Rabbi Yosef said? Just like Rabbi Yosef said that there's Kedima, that's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Who will reject that? The Rabbanan. So the Amar Rabbi Yosef is being masbir the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rabbanan don't hold that way. Now where did we see that black on white? Rashi said that. All I'm doing is explaining the Gemara according to Rashi, as Tosis spells out. In that it'll be a nafkamina the girsa. Now let's think on our own for a moment. And what happens if the girsa was not the Amar of Yosef? What happens if you would put a big period? Amar of Yirmiyah lahakdim period. And then you had a new paragraph in the Art Scroll Gemara. Amar of Yosef. V'itema Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yosef says a rule. Kedima v'brachos. If you didn't have the Amar Rav Yosef, like Rashi and Tosas do, let's think it through. How would it change the halacha? The way it would change it would be the following. Everybody would agree that there's such a thing as Kedima v'brachos. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's only Reb Yehuda that holds Kedima Bebrachos. If you put a big period, and then you said Amar Rav Yosef, then Rav Yosef will be going according to everybody, Kedima Bebrachos. This is going to be the position of some of the other Rishonim. So again, we have two possible ways of reading the Gemara. Is Rav Yosef being Masbir Rav Yehuda, who holds of Kedima V'brachos, but the Rabbanan don't go with Kedima V'brachos? And that's why the Rabbanan say, Mevarech, Lashon HaMishnah, Al Ezeman Sheyirtzeh. Because they don't go with Kedima. That's the way Rashi and Tosfos are learning. Rabbanan don't go with Kedima. There is another way of reading it. And that is that for some reason the Rabbanan will also go with Kedima as well. What's going to be the machlokas that we're going to have to see? Let's take a look now back into words of Tosis. Pirush Rashi Vari the figure Sazu As Yehadam Rav Yosef Kol Muktim K'Rav Yehuda Dafka. Period. Amar Rabbeinu Shmaya, but according to Rabbeinu Shmaya, Goris Amar Rav Yosef. He was Goris not the Amar Rav Yosef, but Amar Rav Yosef. Va'asya liba de Rabbanan. And then Rav Yosef is even working according to the Rabbanan. Umayri, but you have a kasha now. How could you be working according to the Rabbanan? Rabbanan said the exact opposite. The Rabbanan said there's no Kedima Bebrachos. Umayri, and the Rabbanan are talking, She'ein Chaviv in Zemizeh, they agree with Rav Yosef when one is not Chomim than the other. In other words, and we're not going to move on until everybody understands this. In other words, Tosfos says like this. We have a fundamental question. Do the Rabbanan work with Kedima or not? According to Rashi and Tosfos, Rabbanan reject Kedima altogether. And that's because we have the Girsa of Dilma Rav Yosef, who's explaining Shitas Rav Yehuda. But if we put a very big period after Lahakdim, and we don't say the Amar of Yosef, but rather Amar of Yosef is a new topic, then Rav Yosef is speaking Lekulei Alma, even according to the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan also have Kedima. Ah, you'll ask me, how could it possibly be that there's Kedima? Didn't the Rabbanan reject it? That's what Tosfos is explaining when Tosfos says Umayri. Umayri is an implicit question. But the Rabbanan don't have Kedima. The Mishnah says, Ezem en Sheyirtze, you don't have Kedima. Umayri, and we're discussing, we're answering that question, She'ein Chaviv en Zemizeh. If one is not Chaviv, more Chaviv than the other, then the Rabbanan agree Kedima. So what is the Yisod of the Machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda? When you have Chaviv going up against Kedima. What's the halacha when you have Chav going up against Kedima? To that we say, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kedima works, it wins, and the Rabbanan say, Chav wins. But of course the Rabbanan agree with the concept of Kedima. Everybody agrees with the concept of Kedima. That's what Tosfos is saying. Umayri she'ein Chavim in Zemizeh. Dazlina basa muktam. Because we go, what masa muktam? Everybody agrees the concept of Kedima. To put it in other terms, the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yeshaya is whether the Rabbanan agree with the concept of Kedima. According to Rashi, they reject it. According to Tosfos, they accept it. It's just that Chaviv is stronger than Kedima. The Ibechaviv, and continues Tosfos, because if it's Chaviv, Pshita the Chaviv Kodem. Then the Rabbanon hold its posture that Chavim comes first. Da'afilu b'shar minim l'gabi shivas ha'minim. Because even when it comes to other minim, in other words, a hadama versus the shivas ha'minim, amri Rabbanon devarach al eza shiyirtza. Then they say that you could choose, in other words, the Chavim. U'milsa the Rav Yosef, milsa ba'apei nafsha. And according to Rabbeinu Shmaya, then Rav Yosef is an entirely new paragraph. Period. Says Tosfos, I don't agree with Rabbeinu Shaya, I agree with Rashi. V'loy nihira, it's not correct. The b'samuch mashma degaris to Amar Rav Yosef va'asik Rav Yehuda dafka. Later on, it seems that Rav Yosef is going specifically according to Rav Yehuda, and the Rabbanon never hold of Kedima. Dika Omar, because it says Amem Aleph Amem Beis, Rav Chizr Ramam Nun Avi Yasi b'suda, so they were sitting in a suda. And one of them did non-kedima. He didn't choose the kedima. Amalei lo savar lamar lahadir Rav Yosef damar kol muktam. And he asked him, but why aren't you following Rav Yosef? Now, if the halacha would be that everybody holds of kedima, so then in such a case, what should he have said? Not Rav Yosef. He just should have said, everybody holds of kedima. He asked him, you don't hold this chiddush of Rabbi Yosef? It's not just this chiddush of Rabbi Yosef. Everybody holds of it according to Rabbeinu Yeshaya. So therefore, Tosfos concludes that it's sectarian. Kedima is a machlokis between two different sects. The sect of the Rabbanan don't hold of Kedima across the board, and when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, we do have the concept of Kedima. But you see how Rabbeinu Shmaya read the Gemara, right? It fits, it's beautiful. Pshat is beautiful. Now, Rabbosai, I believe very, very much for my Rabbeim to spend time even reading every word of Tosas and being masber every word. To you could have rushed through it, I could have crunched it in two sentences. What's the crunch in two sentences? Rashi and Rabbeinu Yeshaya are arguing whether there's a concept of Kedima according to the Rabbana, but you have to be able to read it in the words of the Tosas itself. If you're not able to read in the words of Tosas, you can have all the Svaris you want, but it's not going to get you anywhere. You can know all the Kitzer Svarim you want, but you ultimately won't become a Talmid Chacham. Let's take a look at the Rush. The Rush is going to make things even more complicated. Before we're going to see the light of the sugi, where everything is going to become clear, before we see it, we're going to have to go through some tough times reading the Rush to get it really, really clear, to see what's the omek of this machlokes. Zok the Heilige Rush, Amar Ula. Who wants to read? Somebody want to read? Eitan, is that you?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Amar Ula.
Amar Ula, Sheva.
You know what? Let's not waste time. Right. Let's skip to Alzeh Pirush Rashi. Or Mitov Pirusho. Mitov Pirusho is being medayik in the Rashi that we already did well and slowly. You have that? It's about 4 or 5 lines in. Where is it in the Ozadar edition?
It's under
the bold line. What does that mean?
Okay,
go ahead. Mitoch Perusha, go ahead.
Mitoch Perusha, Mash Bet Al Eze Mehem Shiirti Yivarach Tchila, Yit Tzarech Levarach Al Hazayt Tchila, Lama Hotzut Lepharosh, She'ein
Hatsnon,
Lepharish, She'ein Hatsnon, Hotzert Zayis. That, according to Rashi's Perush, that whichever one he wants to make a brach on, that if he wants to make a bracha on the Zayas first, why do we need to make the perush that on the stone that you that on the bracha on the stone you can't put the Zayas? Make sense?
I'm asking you.
Okay. That whichever one he wants to make a bracha on first, whichever is the chaviv, he can make the bracha on. And if he wants to make a bracha on the Zayas first,
If he needs to
make a brach on the tzayitz.
So the Chura Tosas, the Rush is spelling out a davar pashut, and that is when we say ezim hen sheyirtze, that means he doesn't have to choose the min shiva. Okay, why does he need to say that? He says ditzarach levarech al tzayitz tchila, because if he needs to choose the tzayitz first, lama hutzrach lefarei shein atznon. Poter es azayis. Why do we need to say that the tznon does not exempt the zayis? We say that the tznon doesn't exempt the zayis. Valol olmi varichat tznon lebesof. If you're going to say that the zayis has to go first, then you would never have the tznon pattering the zayis. So all he's saying over here is that ezemehen sheyirtze is that you don't have to put the zayis first. Okay. Continue. V'chein perush Rabbeinu Shmaya.
V'chein perush Shmaya. V'shem Rav Hai. Kevan d'lo pirish al eze yivarach t'chila. Yesh lomar d'mestomo yachid modal rabin. Rabin v'yivarach al eze shiirte. T'chila d'lo shirabin modal yachid. V'chein katu Rav Alpas. And according to the perush of Rav Shmaya, it says in the name of Rav Hai.
Now Rabosa, what's very confusing about this is that when this Rabbeinu Shmaya is the same Rabbeinu Shmaya that we saw in Tosos, but there's nothing here that at first glance has anything to do with what Tosos called in the name of Rabbeinu Shmaya. So don't try to figure out how the two Rabbeinu Shmayas are connected right now, because it's not so clear. Just know this as Rabbeinu Shmaya, what he says. Later on, maybe we'll be able to figure out how the two are connected to what Rabbeinu Shmaya said. And that is that what's Rabbeinu Shmaya saying? Rabbeinu Shmaya says that in the machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, that Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Rabbanan where it's Ein Birchoseyen Shavos, and that means that the bracha would be on Eze Me'em Sheyirtze. Where did we actually see this, Vamei Vinyavin? We saw that in Tosas on Sunday. Right now, this Rabbeinu Shmaya is just repeating what we saw in Tosas on Sunday. And that is, if it's Ein Birchoseyen Shavos according to Ula, Reb Yehuda agrees to the Rabbanan, And in such a case, then there's no requirement to make a bracha on the min shiva. V'lo sh'rabim mod liyachid, and not that the rabim, in other words, the chachamim, would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you choose the zayis. V'chein kasa Rav Achis, go ahead. Dal eze mehem sh'yirti yivarech.
Dal eze mehem sh'yirti yivarech. V'teimo, the v'stomo, v'borei priya eitz chashiv, v'borei priya doma, v'shum dim v'reret chavi. That what we said earlier, we also said earlier, that when it comes to the Borei Priya 8 relation to Borei Priya Dhamma, the Borei Priya 8 is more chashiv because it's more specific to Borei Priya Dhamma than Borei Priya Dhamma. Kol HaGodol Priya Dhamma.
You skipped the line, Mishum, or at least I didn't hear it. Mishum, the Mevureres Tvei, the Borei Priya Dhamma, Kol HaGodol Ba'adhamma. So Borei Priya 8 is better than Adhamma. And therefore you should choose the 8s. Avol Bar Priya 8, go ahead.
Avol Bar Priya 8 Mevarach Davka Amashe Gidol Be'ilan. But a Bar Priya 8 is only specifically on what grows from a tree.
Okay, so Tos, the Rosh, now asks the following kasha on the sheet of Rabbeinu Yeshaya, which is the Tosas from Sunday, our first Tosas. And that is, you said you could choose the Tznon or the Zayas. Because I don't understand that. Which bracha should you have to make first?
Eights.
Why should you have to make the eights first? Because the bracha mevureres. Whose shita is that? That's the Baal Halachas Gedolos. By the way, if you'll notice in the past, I often, when there's a rush, I almost always do the rush. There's a reason why I didn't do this rush first. Usually rush is one of the first rishonim that I do. I opened up the rush on Sunday, or before Sunday, I said to myself, oh my goodness. The rush is bringing together six different issues all at once. So let's wait till we do all the tosas in that goes through all the issues, and then we'll do the rush in the end. The rush is going to connect everything together. So first he quotes the same Rabbeinu Shmaya that has nothing to do with the issue of tosas above, who also discusses tosas above. And Rabbeinu Shmaya repeats that according to Ula, there's no reason to choose the Adama over the Eitz and the Eitz over the Adama. And then the Rosh quotes the Shita of the Bahag as a Kasha, as a Dover Pashut, that the Halacha should be that you should choose the Ha'etz first, because that's a Bracha Mevureres Yoser. And we were Masbir that Machlokis already on Sunday. Okay? So far so good, Rabbosai? Be honest. How many people are following what the Rosh is doing? Hands high. Okay. How many people got a chance in Seder to look at the rush? Okay, so that's also a reason where many of you were working hard on the Tosas. Let's see what time it is. What time is it? Okay. So, Rabosai, let's just summarize what we have up until now. Tomorrow we're going to pound out this rush in Seder. First of all, we did Tosas in the Marasha. I think that all the Talmidim followed. They worked on well in Seder. Then we saw the Hemshich of the Gemara. In the Hemshich of the Gemara, we had that the Machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban, the second opinion of the Gemara, I'm summarizing, Rabbos, I'm crunching the last half hour in four sentences. You ready to go? By the way, I don't emphasize this enough this year for some reason, I don't know why, but it used to be, I used to make a big deal at the end of Shir to crunch everything we learned that day in four sentences. And we were almost always able to do it. You should be able, at the end, after you do chazar, after every shir, to be able to summarize every shir in four or five sentences. If you can't, then you don't have a clue. In four or five sentences, you could be able to summarize everything. Let's try even to do it into three, because I'm only doing the last half hour, okay? You just have to think before you say each sentence. That's the only thing, to make it as concise as possible. Number one, in the Gemara we have, you're allowed to have run-on sentences. Okay. In the Gemara we have a machlokis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's Berch Hosein or Ein Berch Hosein Shavos. Do you choose a min shiva or you don't? Tosfos has two opinions of whether the Rabbanan hold that way even where it's chaviv adif or not. Rabbeinu Yeshaya versus Rashi and Tosas. That was what we saw in Tosas. we just summarized the Gemara and the Tosfos. The Rosh we just started is coming back to old issues, where the Rosh holds, Rabbeinu Shmaya, who says that when the Gemara says Ezumen Sheyirtza, that means that you can make a bracha either on the Tznon or on the Zayas. And the Rosh quotes the Bahag, who questions that, who says, wait a second, the Ha'ech should be better than the Ha'adama. Right now, we haven't shown how this discussion, the Rosh, is related to the Tosos, but the Rosh is going to find a way to connect it to the Machlokas Rabbeinu Shmaya and what we've learned about up until now as far as how you read the Gemara. One more point, one more sentence. I have one more sentence. One more sentence. Tosfos and Rashi's issue depends on whether you put a period before Rav Yosef or not. That's what we saw in the Tosfos, okay? That's the summary of what we did in the last half hour. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin to be able to be mine. We're not finished. Just as far as a couple of interesting halachas where we're up to. Let's take a look in Simin Reish.